Now, fans of television are getting incredibly excited about this. Now, if you recognise the theme music, you probably know what we're talking about. Is there a possibility some people don't know what this is? Now, be honest with yourself. If I hadn't said television, would you have recognized that? Is there a slight possibility that you haven't recognized it, even with the clue and the music? Most of you, I'm sure, are yelping at the radio. Of course we know what it is, Frank. Let me speak to the Lord Mayor of Armagh City, Banbridge and Craigavon Borough Council, Julie Flaherty. Lord Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Such an excellent piece of music you chose to introduce this great news for our council. Because I can tell you, everyone in ABC Council are so excited about this announcement yesterday.
We are talking, of course, about Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. It's going to be marked in your council area a bit like Harry Potter land, wherever it is across in England. It's going to be a major attraction. Tell me what is planned.
Well, this is just, as I've said before, it's another feather in the bow that we have to offer to people from our borough. We are so delighted. This is going to include, as far as we've been made aware, a formal studio tour of the Linen Mill Studios, which is located just on the outskirts of Banbridge in the heart of our borough. We believe that we're talking about displays, costumes, props, weapons, you name it, it's going to be there. All we need is a few characters down, get a few celebrities down, and we'll have it made.
I like the enthusiasm for it. I think people would have expected it to have been out my window over to the right, close to Titanic, where they did a lot of filming at the studios down there. But Banbridge has had its fair share of action when it comes to the filming of Game of Thrones.
Oh, it has certainly. And, there's been a big boost already in the Banbridge area due to the Linen Mill Studios being there. Now, I'm saying that, Frank. It's closely guarded at times. It can be a bit like MI5 trying to get in around it. This will open it all up. The offer for tourism that this brings is a game changer.
Yeah, just on the Linen Mill Studios that Sarah Clark was talking about last night on the television, this might be coming as sort of news to people as well. Where exactly are the Linen Mill Studios and what do they use them for?
The Linen Mill Studios are located just out the Castlewellan Road, actually, outside Banbridge. And there's a lot of filming of outdoor scenes that take place there. But this signals a big development there for us. You know, this is going to be a studio tour, you know. And the promise that this brings for the surrounding area, the business that it'll attract, the international tourists that this will attract, is huge. It's huge. There's going to be a knock-on effect for the whole borough, and we are well ready for it here in Craigavon and Armagh.
Yeah, some people talking about Harry Potter land. Surely it's not going to be on a scale like that.
Well, look, you know, the discussions are ongoing. We're hearing lots of different things. Our tourism department, you know, have been working on this, and economic development, been working on this for a long, long time. The plans are being discussed. You know, it's up to us in the council as well, the surrounding areas, to make the most of this, Frank. And I can assure you we will.
It's an incredible challenge to council and to other people who are involved, private investors involved, I imagine, if it's going to really work. You can expect, or you do expect, busloads of tourists to be coming from the docks to see this. You expect when the cruise liners come in, the people on the cruises to be coming, people driving up from the Republic to come, people flying into our airports just to be able to walk the path of the heroes and legends of Game of Thrones?
Yes, well, we do. And again, It's ideally located there outside Banbridge. You know, it's on the A1 corridor there with good links already coming up from Dublin, good links to Belfast, and then that leads you into the rest of the borough. And this is going to be linked up with other legacy projects, I believe, that they're planning here. This announcement has also other locations around Northern Ireland, which will be able to link in as a formal tour.
Now, Game of Thrones, absolutely. You know, it's been huge for Northern Ireland. It's become, I think, the biggest television programme in the history of television worldwide, which, you know, is some accolade. Do you watch it, Julie? Would you be a regular follower of Game of Thrones?
Well, to be honest with you, Frank, since I have taken on the role of Lord Mayor, I haven't had a whole lot of time for television.
But you're only the Lord Mayor. How long are you the Lord Mayor?
I'm 4 months in. 4 months in.
Game of Thrones is nearly finished.
Road.
It is finished.
It is finished. The box sets are sitting. And, you know, all my friends and family know how keen we all are about Game of Thrones. And they were joking with me this morning about my love of the characters with beards, which they all have. You know, so, and again, we hope to be seeing these characters in costumes, perhaps, floating around the streets of Armbridge.
You see, I've talked about this on the programme before because I haven't seen Game of Thrones up until recently, and I came across it accidentally. And I just wonder if the politicians who are forever saying that Game of Thrones is the best thing since sliced bread, if they've ever seen it, because I can't get away from the fact that it is, okay, amazingly successful, biggest television programme in the history of the world. There's no arguing with that. However, it is incredibly violent and it is incredibly pornographic. And those are the two things that make me think, should we be as proud of this as we all say we are when we're queuing up to go in to see the attractions at the Linenhall Studios in Banbridge? Are we going to be shocked by the sex and the nudity, or will all that be airbrushed out?
Well, now, Frank, you can well and truly say it has been epic. You can't get away from that. But look, we have to focus here on the positives for our borough and the business that this will bring, the tourism that this will bring. You know, and yes, you know, you can say all that about it, but you cannot take away from the fact that this has been an epic, epic series that has been filmed here in Northern Ireland, across Northern Ireland. You know, so I think it's a credit to the teams here working across the board that we have been able to deliver this sort of project in the heart of our borough.
There is no doubt. There is no doubt. I agree with you. The people who've worked hard on it, the people who've made it a success, they all deserve a standing round of applause. I'm not judging it from a moralistic point of view. All I'm saying is that for Northern Ireland, it surprised me that they would do so much sex, so much aggression, so much violence, and so many angles on it that you get the impression that if they were allowed to go any further, they would go further. But there are some rules when you're making TV. Thank God there are some rules when you're making TV, because you'd definitely not be watching it with your granny. You'd be looking through your fingers at it saying, oh my goodness, no, don't do that. Get out of that bath, all four of you. Get out of the bath. Don't take off any more clothes. Stop that. Don't. Oh my word, what position are they in now? That's the sort of TV it is, isn't it?
Well, it is. Frank, it is. But look, this is going to be what we can make of it. Same for all the areas. And, you know, we have a great offer. Our council, I think, sometimes, you know, maybe we don't sing our own praises here enough. We're the second biggest council outside Belfast. So why shouldn't we be pitching for these sort of attractions? Why shouldn't we be selling our tourism offer across Northern Ireland, and now with an international link like this across the world?
I couldn't agree more with you. I couldn't agree more. It is a massive, massive success. And Julie, fair play to Banbridge for getting in first, or getting the deal. If it's going to draw buses from all over, planes flying in just to see.
I can assure you, Frank, the restaurants, the businesses, the nighttime economy around here, we will be ready for it. 2019, we will be ready for them coming.
What an upbeat assessment from the Lord Mayor. Julie Flaherty, thank you very much indeed. Game of Thrones, the experience coming to the Banbridge area. Your opinions on it are always very welcome. 02890 333 105.